It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Friday edition of Fresh Oil. We're going to wind up this week teaching on purpose and destiny. And one of the things that I have discovered with my purpose and my destiny, of course, I'm called to be a pastor. I'm involved in radio. I'm involved in a lot of things. But at the same time, my calling, my highest fulfillment comes from pastoring and doing what God has called me to do. There's a verse found in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2, which I have found to be so important related to my purpose and destiny. And that's where Paul said this to his spiritual son Timothy. He said, "The things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others." There comes a point in everyone's personal journey when the focus shifts from just building your own ministry or your career to investing in other people who will carry the work forward. At age 66 now, I began thinking about that. I'm not going to live forever. There are people I pour my life into who I hope will one day be able to carry on the call that God put upon me. With Paul, he saw that in his spiritual son Timothy. He saw that Timothy would be there long after Paul was gone, still carrying forth the ministry of shepherding the people of God. Success focuses on what you can accomplish, but significance, it focuses on what you can enable other people to accomplish. Success, you measure success in the world by your individual achievement, but significance, it's measured by the lasting impact you create through others. And friend, that shift doesn't naturally happen at a particular age or a particular stage in your life. Some people begin investing in others very early in their careers, while others don't embrace that until late in life. But everyone who wants to live with lasting purpose, you eventually have to move beyond your personal achievement and realize it's not about you. It's about multiplying through others. Consider the ministry of Jesus. While he could have just spent his entire life, his 3.5 years of preaching to crowds and performing miracles, he intentionally invested most of his time in 12 disciples who would carry his message throughout the world. His greatest impact came not through what he accomplished in those 3.5 years, other than the cross, of course, but what would happen through those 12 disciples as they would change the world. And the same principle applies in every area of calling with God. The teacher who influences thousands of students throughout her career creates exponential impact when she also mentors other teachers who'll influence thousands of more. The business leader who builds one successful company creates a lasting impact when he begins to invest in other entrepreneurs who build dozens of successful companies. How about the parent who raises godly children and then teaches those children who have impact on others when they begin to raise families of their own? It's the multiplication mandate. Scripture constantly emphasizes the importance of investing in others. Let the older men teach the younger men. Let the older women teach the younger women. Paul writes about it frequently. He told Timothy, he said, "These things you've heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others." Notice the four generations represented in that verse. Paul said Timothy, reliable people, and others. So it was Paul, Timothy, reliable people, and others. So Paul wasn't just concerned with Timothy's development. He wanted to establish this process of multiplication that would continue far beyond his own lifetime. See, every Christian is called to invest in others. And it's a big part of our purpose and destiny. It really is. Invest in other people's spiritual growth. Whether you're doing formal discipleship or just an informal mentorship relationship that you have. If God has given you abilities in any area, whether it's business, teaching, parenting, music, ministry, you've got a responsibility to pass those skills on to other people. And I believe, too, with our resources, the financial responsibilities that God has given us. Perhaps you've noticed, if you've listened to Fresh Oil for any length of time, that I never once ask for money on this program. That's because God supplies every need that I ever have. And He always will, friend. But our financial resources and opportunities that God gives us, they're not just for our benefit. Invest in others who can multiply their impact. Man, just this week I had a missionary who's going to a region in Africa where no one has ever been. And I call it a Star Trek move of God, to go where no man has ever gone. And he's going to reach tens of thousands of people that I could never reach. So what did I do? I gave. I called on others to give, and our congregation sent them as they leave in just days from now to go into a region of Africa that has never heard the gospel. See, friend, we are called to multiply. And one of the most powerful ways to multiply your calling is through what I call spiritual parenting. Take younger, less experienced people under your wing and begin investing in their development. It goes beyond just friendship, even mentorship, to creating the kind of deep, formative relationship that'll have lasting transformation. I'm here today because some men and women invested in my life at a very young age, taught me music, mentored me in the ministry. Spiritual parents don't just offer advice when asked. No, they proactively invest time and attention and resources in developing somebody's ministry, not for themselves, but for the kingdom of God. Paul and Timothy were a great example of this. The relationship that Paul gives us with him and Timothy, it provides one of the clearest biblical examples of intentional multiplication. Paul didn't just recruit Timothy as a ministry partner. No, he invested in him with his character, gifts, and calling. Paul was not concerned with just Timothy's ministry effectiveness, but he was concerned about his personal integrity, his spiritual maturity. And he provided opportunities for Timothy so Timothy could grow and develop into the pastor he would later become. Now let me begin to wind this up for the week. Paul would write these words to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. He would say this, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." As we reach the end of our journey this week talking about purpose and destiny, it's important to remember that your calling is not some isolated assignment, but it's really a part of God's big plan for His kingdom on this world. And every single thread matters. Remember, He uniquely wove you together in your mother's womb. He created you with gifts and abilities that were definitely linked towards your purpose and destiny. You're not an accident. You're not an afterthought of God's plan. He carefully designed you for this world. When you discover and live out your purpose and destiny, you don't just fulfill your own purpose. You begin to enable those around you to shine more brightly and to contribute to God's plan for His kingdom here on this earth. I'd like to do just a little recap, if I can, for the last couple of minutes and talk about what we've discovered this week as we've been on this road and journey for purpose and destiny and your divine assignment that God has for you. First of all, we talked about the truth that God has a specific plan for your life. It's not a generic plan that applies to everybody. You have a unique calling designed especially for you, and it was there before you were even born. God wired it into your DNA. And then we learn to recognize that sometimes in our heart, we get restless, and that might be God's invitation stirring you to something greater, and that He has a plan for you, and we have to wait for His timing. We discovered that we're wired uniquely. God uniquely equipped us with gifts, personality, experiences in our life, and all of that prepares us for the specific calling. Oh, then we talked about the school of preparation, how God often uses ordinary and even difficult circumstances in our life to develop character and skills that we're going to need for that purpose and destiny. We talked about being sensitive to the voice of God because He speaks through Scripture, He speaks through prayer, He speaks through circumstances, and He even speaks through the people that He's placed in our life. And we talked about we can even learn from the doors that God opens and even the doors that He closes, friend. But here's what's important to understand. Your divine assignment is not a destination to reach, but it's a path to walk. It's not a problem to solve once, but it's a calling to embrace continually. It's not a role that you're going to perform. It's a life you get to live. That means tomorrow morning when you wake up to a fresh new opportunity, God will give you wisdom and strength to live out your divine assignment. Every day brings new chances to use your gifts to serve others, to advance the kingdom of God, friend. Every interaction you have with other people, God will direct your steps, and He will cause things to happen in your life that you never thought possible. Every ordinary moment becomes a chance to reflect on God's character and His love for us. I truly hope you've been challenged this week as I've been teaching on this subject of purpose and destiny. I think maybe if you're listening today and you say, but Pastor Keith, I don't feel equipped. I don't feel like I'm gifted enough to do anything for God. Oh, friend, God doesn't waste people. He wired you uniquely. You have a role to fulfill in His kingdom. God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. Your willingness is more important than your ability. Your availability is more valuable than your credentials. Your faithfulness, it matters more than your perfection. My friend, the courage to begin comes not from confidence in yourself, but from confidence in the God who called you. The Bible tells us in Philippians 1:6, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. He who planted the calling in your heart will provide everything you need to fulfill it. Thank you for joining me. Walk in grace.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God. Not by striving, but by abiding in Him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.